In 3, 2, 1. Welcome once again to the 10-Minute Producer. I'm Mark Margulies from BenMarRadio.net, and along with my partner in crime, Von Kaufman from VonKaufman.com, between the two of us, about 175,000 years worth of writing, producing, creating, selling for radio stations from markets as tiny as the Aleutian Islands to New York City and beyond. So welcome aboard. We're here for you. Count it back in. 3, 2, 1. We're here for you, the producer, the one who has limited number of opportunities to do the things that they want to do because either of equipment or because of market size or whatever. We're here to help. We're here to give you suggestions, ideas, and ways to deal to make yourself the most powerful and most important person in the radio station outside of the guy who signs your checks. The next topic we're going to take on here in podcast number 8 is learning how to make your spec spots more successful. Now, with the media being the way it is these days, spec spots have become kind of on the back burner. A lot of people don't like to take them out because, well, production doesn't really want to waste its time and the sales execs don't want to waste their time presenting when they're not sure they're going to get the sale. Well, guess what? Between Vaughn and myself, we have a success rate with spec spots that is truly staggering. And right now, that doesn't mean you have to stagger out of the room. It means you're going to enjoy what we're going to be talking about here. Because remember, new revenue is the lifeblood of any radio station's growth. And spec spots are going to be the fuel that helps to make that growth happen. So how do you increase your success rate of spec spots in a world where you're competing not only against other radio stations, but new media as well? Vaughn, it's a great place to start. Welcome aboard. Good to talk to you again. Okay. Correct. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a good shower. And yeah, and the bottom line is, of course, the spec spot itself is designed for the purpose of replacing revenue that's leaving. There's attrition in every radio station everywhere in the world. This is not a unique idea. People leave for reasons other than they don't like the way you're doing things. They don't have any money, or it's the wrong season to be advertising, or they don't have a product they want to move around. There's tons of attrition reasons. And the reason that spec spots come in and come off the bench and sit in for that particular revenue is that you now have a new opportunity to not only deal with the revenue you're going to sell, but as Vaughn explained in a previous podcast of ours, you have upsell possibilities. And those are the most amazing possibilities because you can take a spec spot that's a certain amount that you're pitching and turn it into something wonderful. So, okay, buddy, I got the question for you. You've already answered our first question, which was kind of how you would use writing and producing a spec spot for your potential client. Now let's get into some nitty-gritty here. Were there any tricks that you specifically used with the salesperson to help them position their creative better so that when they got that spec back from you in the morning of that Thursday morning and they had that 4 o'clock meeting, you kind of gave them a couple of things to think about as to make it better for them to present that spec spot and make it more successful? So now let me offer you a challenge, because this does happen at radio stations. You know it well. And this is a challenge for any production director, creative writer, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to call yourself. You know, however many hats you have to wear. Let's assume for the moment that your radio cluster subscribes to a lead generation organization, you know, whatever it is. And you're not going out like we used to do in the old days. You used to drive around and look for strip centers that were opening up, businesses that had grand opening signs on them, or you just targeted a strip center and you went from one to the other, got some information, brought it back, and started the creative process. What if you're getting lead generations and you have salesperson A, and they walk into your office and they sit down and they go, okay, I've got two leads here, one for Mom and Pop's tire shop. I guess they're down on First Avenue. And then I've got one for Phil, the chiropractor, and he's over in the Pines. And I have no idea what anything that they want. I don't know what they're interested in. I don't know what they're pushing. How do we do this? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like taking an airplane up in the air and you're in a fog and you don't have any instruments. It's just, it's terrifying. And as a production, and as a production director, I've been in that seat so many times, and it's terrifying because you don't have anything to work with. That's when my buddy and I used to run down to the 7-Eleven and go grab a copy of The Inquirer. It's just, you know, any kind of idea at this point. Come on. Yeah. Correct. That's a good way of putting it, too. Let's wrap things up with the one thing that I've always told to radio stations, to production directors, to anybody who's involved in the fight for spec spots and to get those spots sold. At Benmar Radio, this is what we always used to tell our clients. We always used to preach it, and it worked a lot. And not to brag or give you numbers that I can't substantiate through a podcast because I can't show them to you, but we normally sold about 40% of the specs that we wrote for radio stations. So that's for stations of every single size and shape. And the way that you do that is, understand what Vaughn is saying. You have to treat this with respect, and you have to treat a spec spot with reverence. It's going to be revenue. It's going to be money you're putting in your pocket and everybody else's pocket. So if you're good, yes, sir. Yeah, there's IT openings. But let me get back to where we jumped off for just a second. Creating that spec spot is an important part of the process. So obviously, I mean, we're not just going to pass that by. But taking that spec spot now, you've produced it. You've created something. If you sit down, if your AE sits down with a client and plays that in the cold, what happens? The client turns around and goes, "Hey, Marge, come on in here and listen to this. Let me see what you think. Hey, Phil, you are you done sawing that? Come on in here. Come on. I want you to listen to this." They hear it in the cold. They can play that over 100 different times. And then what happens? They go, you know, fella, you said tomato in there. I'm allergic to tomatoes. I want cucumbers. And you know what else? You said in there that you turn left on 3rd Street to come to 1st. No, you don't turn left on 3rd Street, especially between the middle. And now you're just immersed in inertia. So what do you do to... Okay, yeah, and you're immersed in minutia. So what do you do? How do you get around that? You don't play it in the cold. You go inside. You produce a fake dummy stop set, one that can drop a 30 or a 60 into. You go capture an air check from, I don't care, your morning man, your afternoon guy, whatever. And you take the last 10 seconds of their walkout. Then you drop in a station promo, 15 seconds preferable, but 30 seconds if you can't. And that's where right after that, you fill the hole with your spec spot. And then you fill a back off from that spec spot of your jock or show walking back in. Why do you do that? Because now the client has heard their spot on the air. That's how it's going to sound. I'm sorry? The difference becomes instead of sitting there and analyzing every word and every single thing and every inflection, now your client goes, "Wow, that's what we'll sound like." You got any salesperson worth their salt says, "Here's the pen, sign right here, and we'll get you started." That's the idea of what a spec spot does. This is the ultimate goal of the spec spot. The spec spot is designed to make money, as Vaughn very, very put it very, very well earlier. It is your revenue producer. It is your source of revenue. And now what you've done is eliminated the crap. You've gotten to the meat of the order. They hear the commercial. Yeah, there may be a couple of changes. They may want to feature a different product or service or whatever. But the point is, you got them. You sold them. They heard what it sounds like. They love it. And you are in. And that, to me, here at Benmar, when we would work on these things, we would drive this home to our staffs. You have to be able to excite them about being on the air, because that's why they're going to sign that check. Exactly. He's Vaughn Kaufman at VaughnKaufman.com. I'm Mark Margulies from BenmarRadio.net. Together, we bring you the 10-Minute Producer, hopefully filled with information that you can use to move forward and make yours the best production house around. It's for anybody who wants to improve and who has a desire to get the most out of their production house. We'll come back another time with more on the 10-Minute Producer, but for now, thank you very much. You can find Vaughn at VaughnKaufman.com, VaughnKaufman.com. And as for me, I'm Mark at BenmarRadio.net. We'll see you soon.